fed up with how little money he took home after a year of slaving away at Lil's. Pinkerton moved 38 miles northwest to Dundee, a settlement of some 300 Scots and their dairy farms on the scenic Fox River in Kane County, Illinois. Dundee had a few country stores, a post office, several blacksmith shops, a mill, and two small taverns. Pinkerton built a one-story frame cabin at the edge of the village on a grassy knoll near a wooden bridge spanning the river, and became the town's only cooper. Waking each morning at 4:30 and laboring 7 days a week, he built the business up with 8 apprentices on his payroll by 1847, offering quality work at a lower cost for area farmers fed up with Chicago's high prices for barrels and churns. In 1846, Joan delivered their first child, William. 5 would follow. Pinkerton named them all without consulting her. A life-changing event occurred in June 1846. Always looking for ways to save money, Pinkerton poled his raft to a small island on Fox River, a few miles above Dundee, to cut wood for his barrel staves instead of buying them. He discovered hidden in the island's forest later that night what would turn out to be a band of counterfeiters hammering out coins around a roaring fire. Pinkerton hurried back to Dundee and told Luther Dearborn, Kane County Sheriff, who together with Pinkerton staked out the campsite for a night. Dearborn eventually brought in a posse and arrested the counterfeiters with their bag of bogus dimes. Pinkerton became a local celebrity after the bust. Dearborn began dropping by to solicit his advice on cases. The next month, 2 Dundee merchants, Henry Hunt and Increase C. Bosworth, talked Pinkerton into trying to catch another counterfeiter. Wildcat bank currency was a problem in the rural Midwest. Laws regulating the national currency did not cover the growing number of states and independent institutions that issued banknotes backed by their gold reserves.